ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 18 एंटाइटल्ड रेसिडेंट ऑफ जम्बूद्वीप ऑफ अवर प्रेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 4 वदंती विश्वकवय स्मस्मश्वरा पश्यन्ति चाध्यात्मिदो विपश्चितः तथापि मुह्यन्ति तवाज्मायया सुविस्मितं कृत्यमयं नतो स्मितं। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पल बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Translation: O unborn one, learned Vedic scholars who are advanced in spiritual knowledge certainly know that this material world is perishable, as do other logicians and philosophers. In trance, they realize the actual position of this world and they preach the truth as well. Yet, even when they are sometimes bewildered by your illusory energy, this is your own wonderful pastime. Therefore, I can understand that your illusory energy is very wonderful, and I offer my respectful obeisance unto you. Purport: Not only does the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead act on the conditional souls within the material world, but sometimes it also acts on the most advanced learned scholars who factually know the constitutional position of this material world through realization. As soon as someone thinks, I am this material body, aham mameti, and everything in relation to this with this material body is mine, he is in illusion moha. This illusion caused by the material energy acts actually on the conditional souls, but it sometimes also acts on liberated souls as well. A liberated soul is a person who has sufficient knowledge of this material world and is therefore unattached to the bodily conception of life. But because of the association with the modes of material nature for a very long time, even liberated souls sometimes become captivated by the illusory energy due to inattentiveness in the transcendental position. Therefore, Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mam eva e prapadyante mayam etam tarantate. Only those who surrender unto me can overcome the influence of material energy. Therefore, one should think of himself as liberated person immune to the influence of maya. Everyone should very cautiously execute devotional service by rigidly following the regulative principles. Thus, he will remain fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise, a little inattention will create havoc. We have already seen an example of this in the case of Maharaj Bharat. Maharaj Bharat was undoubtedly a great devotee, but because he turned his attention slightly towards a small deer, he had to suffer two more births, one as a deer and another as a Brahmana Jada Bharat. Afterwards, he was liberated and went back home, back to Godhead. The Lord is always prepared to execute to excuse his duties, devotee, but if a devotee takes advantage of the Lord's leniency and purposefully commits mistake again and again, the Lord will certainly punish him by letting him fall down into the clutches of the illusion. In other words, theoretical knowledge acquired by studying the Vedas is insufficient to protect one from the clutches of Maya. One must strongly adhere to the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service, then one's position is secure. Before I start this beautiful lecture on this beautiful verse, let me have the blessings of Sri Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Radha Gopinath, all the Vaishnavas, the exalted Brahmacharis, and the devotees and Prabhupada. With their blessings, let me try to speak a few words on this beautiful verse. This verse is very practical, applicable for us in day-to-day life. There are certain points which has been highlighted by Prabhupada, saying that how the power of illusory energy of the Lord is so strongly binding us, at the same time we are not aware of it. Second one, how it binds the individual soul, conditional soul, and sometimes liberated souls also. Third one, he has warned that no one should think himself a liberated person immune to the influence of Maya. Then finally, he has come to the conclusion how to overcome this influence of Maya in the form of the three modes of material nature by telling us that only two things are required. And what are those? One is the devotional service, and the second one is following the regulative principles. The secret of the success of going back home, back to Godhead, is revealed in this verse by only two things, is devotional service and regulative, following the regulative principles. Now, the importance over here is given for the illusion. All of us are in illusion condition. Day-to-day life is illusion. Even during daytime we are illusion, and during night time also we are illusion. During night time we forget this body, and during daytime we forget the soul. So we are always in illusion. Second one, because of the illusion, the dualities of the life. I am doctor, I am engineer, I am professor, I am smart, he is tall, he is black, he is white. Then there is an increase in the false ego that everything is because of me. I am the doer, I am the proprietor, I am the controller. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yajnastapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. What he says, he is the real proprietor, he is the real enjoyer, and he is the real controller. We are too much attached to the family identifications, my mother, my sister, my brother, my wife, because we are only thinking from the bodily concept of life. Then designations. I am a politician, I am a president, I am so and so. And the most important is that as we get entangled more and more in this, we forget the ultimate thing, and that is the death. At every moment we are going near the death. You have opened, you have closed the eyes, and that moment is gone. You have taken breath and left the breath, that moment is gone. Every 1 hour, 24 hours, 365 days, happy new year, happy wedding anniversary, happy birth, we are not knowing. Of course, very shortly, we are going to come to the end of this 2005. So we should make an inventory that what have I done, what have I achieved, what was the purpose of my life, and how much I have wasted my life during this 2005 years, or whoever, maybe 60 years, 40 years, 30 years, or 20 years, how they have wasted their life in just trying to pacify the bodily concepts of life. When in illusion, we think that the demigods are also equal to God and we try to take their shelter. Or we feel he is as good as Krishna. The living entity, what is the illusion? What is the meaning of the word illusion? The living entity is serving this material world in different forms and different ways, knowingly, unknowingly, wanted or unwanted, forgotten or not forgotten. He is bound by his lust and desires. Yet he thinks himself of himself as the master of the world. And this is what is called as the illusion. And what is the last snare of the illusion? The last snare of Maya or illusion is to trap the living entity. It is the proposition that he is God. Nowadays you can find so many people saying that I am God. Recently Kalki avatar has come. Not knowing through the Bhagavatam, where in the 12th canto, I think it is 12th canto, where it has been mentioned that at the end of Kali Yuga, the Kalki avatar is going to come. Where he is going to come from, where, what is his name, what is his father's name, what is the place, everything has been given, but most of us do not open those type of books, but we open day-to-day books in the form of the papers, magazines, which is not the place to be read. It is said, everybody wants to read, everybody wants to acquire knowledge, but what type of knowledge we should acquire by which this soul which has been trapped in this material body can be let off and go back home, back to God. So that is the real knowledge. Knowledge does not mean information, 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 but no transformation. Knowledge means that type of knowledge. You should know who am I, from where I come, for what purpose I come, why God has given me this human form of life, after taking this human form of life, what I am supposed to do. Athato Brahma Jignasa, that is what is said in the Bhagavatam. Otherwise, if we do not know what is God, G-O-D, then we are opposite of God, that is D-O-G. So, the last snare, the living entity feels that he is no longer conditioned, he is not bound by the material nature. Everybody is bound by the material nature, either in the sattva guna, raja guna, or tamo guna. Radha Gopinath Prabhu always gives a beautiful example of this. Sattva guna is the mode of goodness, raja guna is the mode of passion, and tamo guna is in the mode of ignorance. So he said, one who is bound in the golden chain, he thinks he is in the mode of goodness. One who is bound by the silver chain, he thinks he is in the mode of passion. And one who is bound by the iron chain, he is in the mode of ignorance. In day-to-day life, our thinking, our behaving, our talking, our eating, our seeing, our hearing, all these are divided into these three gunas. And these three gunas play a havoc on the individual. So we can know ourselves from these beautiful three examples, which guna we are, by comparing the quality of ourselves ಕುಂಭಕರ್ಣ, ರಾವಣ ಆರ್ ವಿಭೀಷಣ. ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗುಡ್ನೆಸ್, ಕುಂಭಕರ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರಾವಣ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯಾಷನ್. ಸೊ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಥಾಟ್, ವಾಟ್ ವೇ ಬಿಹೇವ್, ವಿಚ್ ವೇ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್, ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಲೇಬಲ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಗುಣ ಐ ಆಮ್. Illusion, identity is lost. What is my identity? What is my real identity? Real identity, according to the Bhagavad Gita, Dehino asmi yatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatra namuyati. That means we are changing this body every now and then, but we are forgetting that. At the same time, what is our real position? Jivare swarup hoye Krishnare nitya das. That means we are part and parcel of the God or the Lord. So our duty is always to appreciate the Lord and work in relation to the Lord. That means we should always behave not as a master, but we should always behave as a coordinator, not. Then we think that we are the proper, that we are set. We forget the supremacy of the Supreme Lord Krishna. He is the supreme. ಈಶ್ವರ ಪರಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಚ್ಚಿತಾನಂದ ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಅನಾದಿರ್ ಆದಿರ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಸರ್ವ ಕಾರಣ ಕಾರಣಂ. ಫಾರ್ ಅಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರ್ ಕಾಸ್, ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ವೆರ್ ಕಾಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕಾಸ್, ದೇರ್ ವುಡ್ ಬಿ ನೋ ಕಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ನೋ ಕಾಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ two words, bhag and van. Bhag means aishwaryasya samarasya veerasya yashasriya jnanam vairagyam asti. These are the six qualities which are in full, and anybody who carries these six qualities along with him, van means the person who carries, is called as bhagwan. If anybody says I am bhagwan in so called world, what is the test we can ask him to do? Only single test, ask him to open the mouth, whether he is able to show the Vishwarupa. What you will find? Some broken teeth, foul smell coming from the mouth, some denture all of a sudden falling out. Or ask him to lift even a small pencil, 1 centimeter pencil, on the tip of his small finger. For one moment, not for 7 days or 7 nights, but for one moment. One moment is kshana, that is 1/16th of a second. If we can do, then we can accept him as God. Otherwise, we have to reject him. We have lost our relationship with the Lord, thinking in when we are in illusion. Therefore, our spiritual life is suffering. And we think that this material world is the only place where I am enjoying. A beautiful example is given. Once upon a time, Brahma, Lord Brahma, was cursed to become a pig, right? Indra was cursed to become a pig. And what does the pig do? With a so much amount of nose or mouth, two things together, it goes in the nala, gutter. In that gutter, sewage canal, very prominent place like Dharavi or Kolyada, where you can steal that gutters. In Bombay, we don't find that because everything is covered. Everything. So, what he was doing? He was trying to eat the stool, enjoying with his small children in the form of the piglets or miglets, whatever is there. Then the Lord came and said, why you are wasting your energy? Your post is not been filled by somebody. Why don't you come? But what did Indra say? I am the proprietor of this canal. All the children are with me. I have to look after them. If I don't know what is going to happen. So in the similar way, even when the Lord comes to us also, in the form of the Supreme, in the form of the either the books or the teachings or the devotees, but still we say that I don't have time. My time has not yet come. When God calls, I will come. When I become old, when I cannot see, when I cannot talk, where can I hear? When I cannot remember, where can I cannot express? Somebody has to lift me. Two tubes in the nose, one tube sideways, one tube here. That time I shall try to open Bhagavad Gita. Is it possible? No. So this stage is going to come for everybody. Jalma jara mrityu vyadhi dukkha doshano dosham. That's what Bhagavad Gita says. In material world, everybody is suffering. But we think that we are not suffering. Even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma also come under the influence of the modes of the material nature. Lord Shiva, he was in deep meditation. But his beautiful wife agitated him to have a progeny, which he did not want. But the time factor in the form of Kal comes and you are allured by it. And what happened? Then Kartike was born. Even, but the opposite of that, if we see in the case of Haridas Thakur, even though Mayadevi came herself in front, she said, you are a beautiful, young, energetic, dynamic boy. Why not enjoy ourselves? What he said? Let me see, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. We are not going to go into detail of the story. But ultimately what happened? Mayadevi had to bow down in front of Haridas Thakur. So, in short, in the case of Vishwamitra, who did tapasya for 60,000 years, but one small bell of Menaka, what happened? He fell down. In the case of Shaurimuni, who used to do tapasya under the water, but when he saw two fishes coming together, what happened? He went out and got married with the 50,000 daughter of King Mandata. So it happens to everyone. When great personalities, when great demigods, that is the position. So what is our position? In short, in Hindi it is called as hum kis khet ki muli. Right? Then, in a similar manner, there is a verse which comes to simile in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 17, and one verse number 14. Daivi esha gunamayi mama maya duratya mama maya mayam etam tarantit. That means This material world is very difficult to cross over because you are bound by the modes of the material nature. But if you come to me, but if you surrender to me, then what is going to happen? He said, I'll see that you come back home, back to my eye. The God is actually coming every time and calling us. But we say, still the call has not come in a proper manner. I have to wait for that time. Example is given. Suppose somebody is drowning in the well and is asking for help. Help, 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 help. And somebody from the top has put a rope. And what is his duty? He has to just catch that rope. Same way, for this age of Kali Yuga, where we have also fallen in this material world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and he has given this Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare, in the form of the rope. And we have to catch that rope. And with that, we will be able to cross over this bondage. The power of the energy of the Lord is so strong that we forget ourselves. We forget the surrounding, we forget the society, but we go on enjoying, enjoying, enjoying. The type of the enjoyment, the example is given in the case of the camel. The camel, what it eats? The thorns. By eating the thorns, the blood is coming from the cheek, the mouth, the tongue, and he is sucking that blood, not knowing that it is his own blood. So in a similar way, we are also wasting our... In little bit we shall talk on the energies of the Lord now. This was of the illusion. Now there are different types of energies of the Lord. The energy we cannot count. It is said, it is as good as the waves which are seen in the ocean. Not only the waves, but the bubbles on each of the waves which are appearing on those. But the main important is that there are the three main types of energies. One is called as the superior energy. One is called as the inferior energy. The superior energy constitutes the spiritual world. The inferior energy constitutes the material world, and the marginal energy constitutes the living entities. Basically, we are also part and parcel of the Lord. Because Lord is divine, therefore we are also supposed to be divine. But when we come in this material world, we get caught up into this Maya. Maya means which is not. Illusion. And then what happens? We get so much engrossed, entangled. The beautiful example is given in the case of a silkworm. The silkworm, through its mouth, through its saliva, goes on producing the silk. And it goes on walking on that. But it goes on producing, producing, producing. What happens ultimately? It only gets bound up, wound up. And it is not able to. Then we will not be able to differentiate which is silk and which is worm. In a similar way, we are also being bound. And padam padam hiyat vipadam. At every moment, we are going near the death. And at the time of death, we feel sorry that I have wasted my life, I have wasted my energy. Because during this human form of life only we can take up to God consciousness. I cannot call cats and dogs and say, come and sit over here, I am going to give a prabhachan on the Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. No, because the human form of life has got the intelligence and the capacity to think and the rational thinking, what is good, what is bad, what is necessary, what is not necessary, whether required or not required, whether beneficial or not beneficial, whether entangling or not entangling, this capacity we can got. If we do not have this capacity, then we are also as good as animals. Radha Gopinath Prabhu always says that we are not human beings. We are all well-dressed, well-polished, sophisticated, two-legged animals. Animals walk on four legs, we walk on two legs. Animal rides on four legs, we ride on two legs. So what is the difference if we have not taken up to this God consciousness? Then living entity is a part and parcel. But what is the difference? The living entity, being a marginal energy, it can either take up to a superior energy or it can take up to the inferior energy. Therefore, we have given a little bit of independence. When we misuse this independence, then we fall into this trap of Maya. But if we follow the instruction of Sadhu, Guru and Shastra, then what happens? We come under the protection of the Supreme Personality of God. But if we lose our independence, we come under the protection of the Maya. So the independence, the choice is yours. Two glasses are kept, one glass of wine and one glass of milk. It is your choice whether you want to drink or that. If the person says 31st is coming, let me enjoy life. Those who are going to bar and beer and doing all four sick, they will say, let me pick up the wine glass. But those who are coming to a temple, seeing that this is the last day of my life, this is the last moment, let me have the darshan, let me go to Govinda and have beautiful feast on 31st. That's what Damodar Prabhu was telling me, that on the last day, 31st, we are having a buffet dinner, being charged at the rate of 240 or something. I do not know about the charge. Anyhow, those who are interested, they can have the darshan. Marathi, it is said, Pahila Vithoba Nantar Potoba. But nowadays what happens? First Potoba and then Vithoba. That means, Pahila Pet Puja Phir Bhagwan. Many people say, unless you fill your belly, how can we see God? I don't have energy to talk. I don't have energy to go over there. There is no necessity. In the case of the Bharat Maharaj, in the case of the Prahlad Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj, how much austerity they did. And they were able to have energy that much to the extent that they could finally see the Lord in front of them. So in short, what I was trying to say, the main essence of this is that we should take up to God consciousness, we should forget our relation, bodily designations, and in this way we will be able to go home, back home, back to Godhead. A short line I would say that His Divine Grace Prabhupada used to always like to repeat this verse, and which is very, very beautiful, and which is very, very required for us in day-to-day life. It is from the Mukunda Mala Stotra, and this verse Prabhupada liked very much, and he used to repeat again and again and again. So this stotra is verse number 33. Yeah. Krishna todiya pada pankaj pangaj panjaratmam adaivame vishatu manasa rajahansam prana pranaya samaye kafavata pitte kantavarodhena vidam smaranam kutaste. Oh my Lord, oh Lord Krishna, at this moment let this royal swan of my mind enter the tangled stem of your lotus feet. How will it be possible for me to remember you at the time of death, when my throat will choke up with mucus, bile and air? I think with this I shall stop over here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If any questions, comments, corrections, clarifications are there. Thank you for the Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.